very disappointing. In many ways, I thought that we had multiple chances. You know, first of all, give credit to Tennessee. I mean, they moved the ball and they got some points, enough points to capture the win. So credit to them. On our side of the ball, I just felt like it was sloppy. We had some sloppy tackling, some opportunities to make some big plays. We didn't make them. You know, and that's the challenge. Great courage, great spirit, great attention to it and want to, but still not enough guys making enough plays and some critical times. I know in the third quarter we only had one possession, and that's an issue. Multiple reasons. I think that we had stops on third downs and penalties cost us to lengthen the drive for them and give them an opportunity, and then the one interception. So a lot of little things came up today. Too many little things that ended up affecting us, and that's what we have to learn as a team. Those things will come back, and they pile up, and they keep you from getting your objective. So we'll learn from it, and you know, I think every opportunity we have, we identify our strengths and weaknesses, but we just got to continue to grow. I know we made a couple challenges. It was on me. A couple challenges earlier, based with the information. We took the challenge. It would have been nice to have a timeout there. Generally, a Mayday situation for us is about 17 seconds, you know, somewhere in there with no timeouts. So with 12, we just felt like we couldn't take that chance. I know in talking to Josh, his limit was if it got to the 37. So we got to the 37 with no timeouts, and we decided to cash in there. Well, I felt really confident. He felt confident on the sideline, you know, and it looked like it was going, you know, it was in the right direction, and he got enough on it, just the height on it, you know, and that's without seeing it, you know, really, you know, a replay of it. We had some explosive passes. I know I think we had total 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 of them, but there was a lot of them that were right around the 15 yards, 14 yards, and I know we challenged them. We were going for it. We tried to get the run game established early to try to build off that and get some explosive plays. So, you know, we just continue to challenge them in that aspect. You know, the run game, if you can get it going, it's like switching up coverages on defense. You know, sometimes cover two is a good call because it gives the corners a break a little bit. And I think sometimes that's important for the run game too, because not that the receivers are taking a break, but from running routes, I think it keeps them fresh as well. So I think for multiple reasons, we've got to continue working that run game and get it going. That's what we have to learn as a team. Sometimes you go through this and you get stung by it, and then they realize, you know what, we have to be on it. And in practice, I'm hoping we come back and it's even more of a high attention to get these things right. You earn success. You earn it. It's not given to you. And for us, I think we got to learn how to earn it. And we're doing enough things, or some things, but not enough. You know, as you get closer, like we are now in these games, these little things show up more. And I'm not so sure they didn't show up before, but they really stand out now when it's a close game like this and it comes back. So that's what I'm talking with you about our team. I think they see that now. It's real apparent these little things are coming back to get us.